This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Hi, I'm Bianca Del Rio, and you're on Joy listening to Tom and Warren.
RuPaul's Drag Race champion Bianca Del Rio is returning to Australia in February with her brand new comedy show, It's Just a Joke. The self-proclaimed clown in a gown joins us now to tell it like it is. Good morning, Bianca. Welcome to Joy.
Good morning to you too as well.
You won RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6 and you never lip-synced once. What's the secret to your perfect Drag Race run?
Having sex with RuPaul actually paid off. That was the best thing. No, it's so insane because it's been quite a few years for now. It's been 5 years. So it's been a long haul, but I don't even remember the situation. It's all kind of a blur. But it happens pretty quickly. You film it, and then it goes out into the world. And, you know, up until the actual live ending, we never know who's going to win. So up until that moment, I had no idea what was going to happen. But after being exposed to the world, I felt that all of us kind of won. You know, all of us had this great experience, and really anybody that gets on the show really gets a golden ticket out into the world, for drag queens in particular.
Definitely, and I'm going to say the three of you guys were probably the strongest. I mean, that was just...
Oh, well, come on. I mean, they're both brilliant. Actually, Courtney Act and Adore Delano are brilliantly talented people, and I was very lucky to be in their company. You know, that's pretty amazing. And really, any of us really could have won the title, and none of us would have been upset.
No way, you had it from the start. But look, you've had three sellout Australian tours. What do you love about bringing your show down under? Is it all the hot Aussie men, I hope?
Oh, completely. Well, I was in the beginning, I was kind of turned off by Aussie men because the only one I knew was Courtney Act. So I had then, you know, in the past few years, I've been fortunate enough to travel with every show that I've done, every tour that I've done. I think this is my third or fourth I've brought to Australia. So it's been amazing to get to travel. And each time I go, I find a new drink and a new kangaroo to hook up with. So it's been lovely. And you people know how to party. And I'm excited that I'm actually going to be there during your Mardi Gras this time, which is fabulous for me.
It is a fantastic time. You're going to love it. So what can we expect different from this show than the last three we've seen?
Oh, my God. Well, the great thing when you're doing a show, and for instance, the last show that I was doing, Blame It on Bianca, I started in Australia, actually, and I'd been traveling with it for a year and a half. And while that show is going on, you start creating new material that you can't use in the previous show because that show is kind of set. So I've had for a year and a half a lot of rancid thoughts, hateful moments, and, of course, rotted humor, which has kind of developed into the new show. I'm anxious to get to do it. I mean, it's very Bianca on that level, but the title being It's Just a Joke, I mean, politically in America, we're living in this climate where you can't say anything without someone being offended, but this is the opportunity for everyone to be offended.
We're no different here as well.
Hell not.
We're no different here as well. I've had to apologize on air multiple times for offending people.
Really?
Yeah, look, well, most people don't get our sense of humor, do they? It's called Just a Joke, people.
What I find interesting is that, first of all, I'm the biggest joke there is. I mean, I'm a man in a wig. It's like, I'm not curing cancer. And you know, I live in America where anything is possible. I mean, if America wanted to elect a second-rate reality star who claimed bankruptcy and has horrible hair and makeup, they could have hired me as president. You know what I mean? I could have been the president of the United States, not Donald Trump.
At least you know how to do your makeup correctly. Someone needs to fix that orange tan.
Oh my God, the reverse raccoon is what gets me. I don't understand.
Bianca, your shows are always interactive. How do you pick your moments to interact with the crowd?
Well, we usually do a segment at the end of the show, which I like to do question and answer because, as we were saying before, we live in a world where everybody's offended. But it's shocking the questions people ask. And through social media, a lot of people are these phantom individuals who just write hateful things or write hateful statements online, whereas in a live show, they can write whatever they want, but then I get to confront them in front of the audience, which always makes it entertaining. So you get to find out who the creepy, crazy people are, and you get to answer. So I open it up. I don't look at the questions in advance. I let my assistant do it, and he kind of scours through and find what's best, and then I just unleash the demons. But usually, that's, you know, after an hour and a half of a regular show. So by that point, everybody's kind of warmed up to me, and nothing is too scary.
They know what they're going to get. Look, how do you normally handle the hecklers? Can you handle them?
Well, There's very few. There's very few at this point. I mean, a majority of people are scared of me. Yeah. And I'm very fortunate with getting to travel with the show. I think that when people, you know, actually buy a ticket to come see you, they know what they're getting into, so therefore they don't necessarily react. On occasion, I've had a couple people when I was in Florida, of all places, where I was discussing something political, and it was quite interesting to hear their reaction. But, you know, it's Florida, where teeth are optional, so I can't get too upset.
Bianca, you've starred in two films, Hurricane Bianca and Hurricane Bianca 2, From Russia With Love. While they're comedies, they touch on some serious issues, and the first film is based on the fact that it's still legal in 29 states in the US to be fired for being gay. Has winning Drag Race given you an opportunity to fight against injustices like this?
Well, I think making things relevant is quite amazing, and I've often said I'm no Norm or Ray of the drag world, and by no means I want to be a political person. But there are serious things that should be addressed, and I like to do things in a comedic way. I don't want to be too preachy, and I don't want to be idolized, because I mean you're going to get disappointed somewhere. But I think it's important to bring up topics, and that was something that was quite interesting to me, is that in America you could be fired just for your sexual orientation from your job, which has nothing to do with anything.
Mm.
So I thought it was an important topic, and my friend Matt Kugelman wrote a brilliant script, and we were able to do a second part, which was great. But yeah, I think it's important to bring things to people's attention, especially, like I said, in a comedic way where it's not too preachy and beating people over the head. It's like, hello, this is a serious problem here. And I think it's important to address those things.
Bianca, will your Rolodex of hate from the previous show make a reappearance?
Oh my God, I live with that Rolodex. I can't get rid of it. My favorite thing is when I say that to people, and a lot of the young kids go, what's a Rolodex? I think you have to be of a certain age, because now everyone just Googles everything. But yeah, that constantly lives with me, and that's what gets me in trouble a lot of the time.
Bianca, are you up for a quick fire round?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, well, let's just throw something at you. Stormy Daniels.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, you got to love a bitch who can suck that dick. Can we say that on this? I don't know. Can you say that? Or do we have to
edit
that?
You're on a gay radio station. We talk about dick a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, calling it a dick would be a compliment, because I heard it's like a little shiitake mushroom, which is really pretty sad. But you know what? She deserved every penny she got from that.
And more.
Can you imagine waking up next to that? There's nothing worse.
What about Michelle Visage?
Oh, I love Michelle. She's doing fabulous right now. She's on in the West End doing There's Something About Jamie, which is quite fabulous. I adore her. And I got to say, her talent is actually the only thing that's bigger than her tits. You know, that's a good thing.
Okay, the royal family.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of Queen Elizabeth, and one of the reasons why is because she's completely useless, which is a lot like me, and she wears the same dress in every color. I can relate to that. Not to mention, I'm a bitter old queen that everybody wants my money, so I can totally relate to her completely. Now, the rest of them I could give two shits about, but I do love her.
What about the other queen, Cher?
Oh, my God, she's the best. And if she's, you know, and if you don't think Cher's the best, she'll tell you she's the best. That Mamma Mia thing killed me. That album is quite disturbing. Because it's like her yodeling into a fan, but she's fucking Cher. Do whatever you want. I mean, who's going to argue with Cher?
We just saw her last week here in Melbourne. What a concert. She
was great.
She took Australia by storm. Look, we cannot...
Yeah, when you think about it, 72, 73 years old, still out there. You better do it, bitch. Make that money. It's another farewell, farewell, farewell tour. 20 years later, I'm still farewelling. You better do it.
Yeah, bloody oath. Look, we can't wait to see you in February with your new show. Tickets for the second and final performance of Bianca Del Rio in It's Just a Joke, Sunday, February the 24th at the Comedy Theatre, on sale through Ticketmaster. Bianca, thank you for joining us this morning on Joy.
Thank you. And I can't wait to see you at the show. Thank you so much.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.